It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you right along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening from Traverse City down to Toledo. Grand Rapids over to Detroit. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am at AC Bellino. And of course, you can listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. What a weekend it was in the Final Four. The Baylor game against Houston, not exactly the greatest game ever. That thing was over in about the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the ball game. They're at 45-20 at the break, and it was like, yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll get something good between Gonzaga and UCLA. Did either of you guys wager on UCLA covering that 14-point spread?
No, I did not. I haven't looked at a gambling site. I don't know, 3 weeks probably.
That's very honest.
I've officially ran out of my free money.
Uh-oh.
So my sports betting career is on a long hiatus.
Oh, no. How are the kids? How are the kids going to eat?
With the real money I still have in my bank account.
You're going to have to take the Pistons tonight. That's the only way to get back on track.
I don't have any more free money. I haven't used any money.
Any put the real tuition money on the line. Let's go.
It's like they have tuition saved.
That was a good joke, though, right? That was a good joke. You could hear it like they have tuition saved. Ha ha. Yeah, a little panic.
You're going to a trade school and you'll lick it. And you'll find a real job.
Trade school numbers are down, man. There's nothing wrong with that. Send them.
That's what I'm saying. You go find a real job.
Go be a master electrician. You make some dough.
Electricians, plumbers, HVAC, welders, iron workers. Did you guys see the color remaster too of the guys building? I don't know what building it is in New York where they're hanging out eating their sandwiches on the beam.
The one with Jesus?
That they were getting ready to meet Jesus.
Did you see that one?
No, that much.
Did you see that? There was an edit of that picture. Everyone knows the famous picture of the guys, the iron workers, sitting there eating lunch. Somebody edited the Last Supper into the background, so it kind of looked like they were sitting at the iron workers were sitting at the Last Supper with Jesus.
They're so high up there, they were close enough to have a meal with him. I'm afraid of heights. That's a fear of mine. I am afraid of heights.
Like, would you get up on a ladder if you had to?
Yeah.
8-foot ladder.
Yes. That's not really a height.
Would you get on your roof?
Yes. That's not really a height either.
Yes, it is. Getting on your own roof is pretty scary.
8 feet, 10 feet, you can make the jump. Now, when you got to put the ladder on the side of the building at Danny's 2 on Cole Road, that's asking for trouble. It's like 20 feet up, and it's just one of those ladders that just leans, you know, like the tall, thin one. It's not the two-sided ladder. It's just the one that you just like flop against the wall, and you're getting up there, and the thing's shaking back and forth. Getting up there is one thing. Getting down is a whole other thing. It's 20 feet in the air, maybe 14 feet, somewhere in that range. Terrifying. Because you're up there and it's like there's only one way down, and gravity, blacktop, this isn't looking good. Oh, can't stand it.
And it's one thing to just get up there.
And you got my uncle yelling at you, get up there, what are you doing? Keep going.
It's the carrying supplies that you need to fix whatever you're fixing is the
awful
issue.
It's terrible. Like Freddy's roof, sure, not a problem. That looks fine in photographs. I'm going to have my dad take a picture of the side of the building in which we climb up on the ladder. It's awful. Then you got my dad and my uncle up there.
Have you ever? No, there's a job. I worked for a couple games at Ford Field where I helped with the satellite cam, so I had to climb up to the roof of Ford Field.
Really?
So there's the press area. Then there's that little area right above it. Then there's like six ladders straight up off the catwalk.
Really?
Yeah.
No harness?
No harness, but then like tearing down, you're just using a pulley system to lower all this expensive equipment down.
Were you an intern?
I was just game day help, so it was just one game.
That's awful. I'll never go back.
Well, like I didn't mind like going on the roof, but it was just like there's one guy. I did it like three games. There's one guy's like, yeah, why don't you tie all this equipment up? I go, no, this is your equipment. I'm the daily guy. You tie it up.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not going to drop this camera.
Right.
Like that's not happening. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. Have this knot buckle a little bit. That's no good. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? Very active weekend across the world of sports. We'll get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news. The Detroit Tigers fell yesterday to the Cleveland Indians. 9-3 was your final score. They won the series 2-1. They'll begin the first of three against the Minnesota Twins. All day games this week. 1:10 first pitch today. Dan, are you working today's game?
I am. I'm working this entire series.
All right. And today's game will also be featured nationally on ESPN.
Yeah, there's a quadruple header on ESPN of baseball today.
Wow. That's a lot of MLB action there. The Detroit Pistons got thumped against the New York Knicks at home, 125-81, probably their worst loss of the season. They just looked absolutely miserable. They will play tonight. They'll be on the road in OKC. That game tips off at 7 o'clock on Bally Sports Detroit. Red Wings, a 5-1 winner against Tampa Bay in Tampa. Congratulations to the Wings. Get their first win in Tampa in what feels like 100 years. So that's a positive. Houston police are investigating the report concerning the Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Now, there was a little bit of there was some second guessing on whether or not, because he allegedly there's some sort of tie between either he or his lawyer to the Houston Police Department. But the police department now is after a formal complaint was filed against the Texans quarterback on Friday, HPD will now be investigating. We'll keep our eyes on that one. Sister of Los Angeles Chargers controlling owner Dean Spanos petitions the court to put a portion of the team up for sale. So how about this? D. Spanos filed this petition on Thursday in L.A. County Superior Court, contending that mounting debt from the franchise is creating an estimated yearly loss of at least $11 million for the family trust. That's pretty crazy. I'm very interested in this case because you got a little family, maybe a little family rivalry between brother and sister. Is it really costing the family that much out of the trust? Isn't there value in this? And she like, hey, wait a minute, this is the family trust. You sell a portion, I get a portion. It sounds like everybody's real interested in what's going on there. That's a story that we'll keep tabs on. Milwaukee Bucks and Jrue Holiday reached a four-year extension worth up to $160 million. Congratulations to Mr. Holiday. Gordon Hayward injured again. Not a good situation for him. That guy can't stay healthy. He's going to miss at least 4 weeks with a sprained foot. And the Charlotte Hornets season getting ready to spiral out of control. They're going to lose Gordon Hayward with the sprained foot. They've already lost young LaMelo Ball with the broken wrist, done for the year. They were looking so promising. Buzz City was back, baby, playing some of their best hoops since the old grandmama Larry Johnson days. Golden State Warriors Steph Curry is searching for answers. They've lost seven of their last eight games in Golden State. I can't believe our boy Draymond Green, now friend of the show, has not led them to more victories.
My God, I can't believe Steph Curry doesn't. He's the GOAT. 62 a game, he said, remember?
One game at a time, one-man show. Real tough to win by yourself. Everybody knows that. You need help.
Yeah, ask LeBron.
Yeah.
Been doing it, you know. Well, he did it. He did it alone for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they never won a title, but he propelled teams. Absolutely. He'd take you from the lottery straight to the finals. Clear pathway. Joel Embiid's long-awaited return pays immediate dividends for the Philadelphia 76ers and their easy victory. Congratulations. He missed a whole bunch of games because he's always injured, but they finally got on the floor against the Minnesota Timberwolves, won 122-113. Already mentioned Gordon Hayward, him going down. Ovechkin climbs the list of NHL's all-time power play goal scorers in the Caps victory. Congratulations to him. They beat the New Jersey Devils 5-4 on Sunday. It was his 265th extra man goal, tying him with Brett Hull for second place all time. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros after this year on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM makes the conclusion of March matchups even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today for a chance to receive $100 in free bets when your $1 moneyline wager on any team to win the national championship turns out to be a winner. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience the college hoopla like never before with the King of Sportsbooks, innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much, much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if your team wins the national championship. Folks, it's easy. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meijer guest line. Meijer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network. Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
You heard the man. Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 if you prefer to text us. Holler at us on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television partners as well on Comcast Channel 900 and over on BCSN. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you this morning. Couple of texts coming in. Good morning, Anthony. If the Lions win the Super Bowl, will you take down the Weber jersey and put up a Lions championship team picture? No. No. Is there an issue with the Michigan jersey behind me? Do you not like waking up and seeing C-Webb's jersey there? I love C-Webb. He's coming back. And it's going to be an epic day or night at Chrysler when he does. AB, tell us about the star who came into Danny's this weekend. You snuck him some extra steaks. Mine into his package. That one definitely coming from Freddie. Yes, Eric Freiney, the voice of the Detroit Red Wings, inside Little Caesars Arena, the public address announcer, stopped by this weekend, you know, getting ready for the Easter holiday. You know, he wanted to do some gourmet burgers. He got the bacon sirloin cheddar patties. Oh, delicious. Handmade by yours truly. Those are man burgers, too. Those aren't like these are not for sliders. Like, go find a big bun. You're going to need big buns for these half pounders. You know what I'm saying? And then also, he wanted to pick up some steaks. So he's got three little kids, he and his wife. And he's like, you know, two of my kids will split one. You know, my wife and I will each. And then, you know, the youngest, I don't know if they'll even have any, but, you know, we'll get three. And I said, okay. He's like, well, what do you think? And I said, well, got to go with the king of steaks there, the porterhouse, because you get the strip and you get the piece of the tenderloin. So you could literally, you know, one kid can have the strip or two can split that. Obviously not trying to get his kids to the NFL combine, and the other one can have your favorite kid can get the piece of filet and give the other two the strips. And I mean, that's how it worked in my family. I always ate the ground chuck while my sister ate the tenderloin. It's just, it is what it is. The favorite one gets the preference of the meat. And then there you go. And I, you know, I Sat out there with my cup, just waiting for scraps. Like, what do you got? Can I have some? Throw me some over here. But it was great to see Eric Freining. You know, look, I know that I love working in customer service just because of just the atmosphere of it all, right? It's fantastic. So it's a holiday weekend. My mom says, hey, can you come up here? And I said, yeah, it's not a problem. So I go up, work a couple days over the weekend. It's great to be around the family. Can't think of a better time to spend quality family time than when there's a holiday and there's a lot of orders and stress is like at an all-time high. That's the best time to spend around your family. Really motivates you to go spend more time with them. Oh, it's fantastic. But, you know, look, if you buy a product somewhere else, you can't take it into another place of business and expect them to handle it, especially when it's food, because it's illegal. You can't do that. It's against the rules. We got this thing called the health department. They frown upon such actions. Now, back in the 40s, like if you shot a deer and you wanted to bring it in, I'm sure, like, not a problem. It's not the 1940s anymore. You know, this isn't like a market in Cancun where you can walk by and just see like raw meat just hanging, right? We don't do that. I mean, we do have hanging meat, but it's in a cooler. Like, there's certain standards you gotta uphold. You're not just outside in 80 degree weather with a lamb leg hanging off of a hook. Like, it just doesn't happen. So if you order a prime rib somewhere, you can't walk into another business and say, hey, I got this prime rib at store X. Can you guys cut this for me? Like, no, get it out of here. What's the matter with you? Why you gotta be like that? I mean, I wouldn't walk into somebody else. I wouldn't walk into Freddy the Pizza Man carrying Domino's in my hand and be like, hey, Freddy, can you add some Parmesan on this? Like, that's ridiculous. At what point as a consumer did you think that was okay? Like, even if, let's say you're buying socks and you wanted to return the socks, wouldn't you take them back to the store in which you purchased said socks? You wouldn't go buy socks at Target and then walk into Meijer and be like, hey, I got these socks. Can you guys give me my money? Like, that doesn't work like that. What is wrong with you? Who are these people? Unbelievable. Or maybe the story of the weekend was the fact that somebody had placed an order and there was a misspelling of the last name between a V and a B. And so we depend a lot on high schoolers, right? Young people, it's tough, right? The girl's like 17 years old and she's like, can you spell the last name? So the customer gives her the last name. I can hear the difference, right? Okay, we're off by one letter. It's not a big deal. Well, how do I make sure? Well, ask her the phone number. And so the girl says, can you, the name, the woman was picking up an order for her, somebody else had ordered it, her husband or I don't know who. So the girl, our employee asked for the phone number. And the customer responds with, well, I don't know. Let me text him. What do you mean you don't know? Let me text him. That means you have his number in your phone. What do you, just read the, oh, a great, great time. Great time to be working. Hopefully everybody had a great holiday. It was filled with fun. Wait, and so you didn't overeat or do anything like
you
that.
You said it was a B and a V? So you said what was
B
the...
and a V.
Why didn't just like go like, is that B as in boy or V as in Victor? Like, that's...
Maybe it was something when the order was initially taken. Because you got to remember, we're not typing stuff into a spreadsheet or like,
oh, right.
Computer.
Yeah, that's fair.
And we're not looking orders up on a screen. Like, this is handwritten on a scrap piece of paper that's put into a box, and that box somehow, you know, next thing you know, you got a piece of paper just taped to the wall. And it's like, oh, this person's got 18 lamb chops. You take the paper off the wall, you go find the lamb chops wherever they may be, because it's not like anything's organized. You just got to, it's like a scavenger hunt all day long. It's craziness. The Red Wings, they played a little ice hockey that had nothing to do with Easter Sunday at the family grocery store, but that's totally fine. And they won in Tampa Bay for the first time in what felt like 100 years, and they did so in blowout fashion. How about the Wings? 5-1 winners over Tampa Bay. Larkin getting in on the action. Filppula getting in on the action. Rasmussen in on the action. Stahl got a goal. Like, what a great day for the Detroit Red Wings. And they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I am a little more conservative on my belief in where the Wings are at versus where the Pistons are at. Now, going into the weekend, I was very high on the Pistons. If you listen to this program, I was all in. Get a little Killian Hayes action. Here we go. He's back. The French Connection is back, baby. Hayes will get some minutes. Don't know if we'll ever see Sekou. But in that conversation, very excited about the direction of the Pistons, right? And then I get to eat all of my words as they get blown out by the New York Knicks. So that's fun. The Red Wings, on the other hand, I'm not very enthusiastic about. And what do they go down to Tampa Bay and they just handle business. Very bad day for the Lightning. Hey, when things go wrong, they go wrong. And the Lightning are a little bit of a slide, 2-4 in their last six, right? They haven't been great. And for this Red Wings team that's going to host Nashville tomorrow night, a very important win for this team on the road in a place that they have never been able to win at. The Lightning go to 0-9-1 this season when allowing more than four goals. They're 26-1-1 this year, allowing four goals or fewer. Four goals is a lot. That's not something that should normally happen in a hockey game, having baseball scores break out. But you snap a 17-game regular season losing streak in Tampa dating all the way back to February 17th of 2011. Now, obviously, with the way that the divisions are broken up, this thing was going to happen at some point, you would assume, just because you're going to play more games, you're going to see them more often than you normally would. But in order to snap a decade-long losing streak in one building, a very important win there for the Wings, who are now 13-22-5 on the year. And if you are into the tank watch, if you're in the tankathon, we're playing for ping pong balls with every team because that's what we do. 31 points on the season. They are the second worst team in all of the Eastern Conference. Right now, they are the worst team in the Central Division. But then, of course, you had the Buffalo Sabres that lost 18 consecutive games, which was historic for them. The Anaheim Ducks with 29 points. The Ottawa Senators with 30, all with less points. So right now, the Wings sitting in that fourth position. We'll step aside. When we return, we're going to talk a little MLB, a little Tigers opening day with the voice, Matt Shepard. He joins us next for our crosstalk here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, and now I know that your bracket is busted, and I know that Dan and I are number one and number two in our bracket challenge, but that's okay. Throw your bracket out the window. TwinSpires Sportsbook has an offer just for you. Now with TwinSpires Primetime Play of the Week, you can double your money if any team hits a three-pointer this weekend. Sign up now with TwinSpires Sportsbook with the promo code PRIMETIME and get exclusive plus 100 odds on any team to make a three-pointer this Saturday in the men's semifinals. With only four teams left dancing, now is the time to get in on the action. Any team makes a shot from downtown and you'll go home a winner. Then you can ride that momentum into Monday's championship game or into Augusta next week for golf's greatest event. TwinSpires Sportsbook. Download the app today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Offer valid for new players only up to a maximum bet of $25. Must be 21 years of age and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Pre-Mixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.